Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Centre, and my guest this month is Master Clarice Chan, who is a Feng Shui Master, also a Reiki Master. Welcome, Clarice.
Hello, welcome. Good morning, Elaine.
We were just chatting earlier. Honestly, this has blown my mind. I have known you 29 years.
Yes.
What the hell? It makes me feel so old.
We grew up together. Come
We
on.
literally grew up together. So this is going to be a really interesting conversation because essentially when I first got to know you were in the travel industry, right? And
That's
used to
right.
do
Yes,
all my,
right.
and that was before the days of booking.com and like all these online things. So you had to go and talk to a travel agent, right?
Yeah, that was way before
And you were
that.
like my godsend. I used to like, Clarice, I want to go here, I want to go there. You used to like arrange and organize everything. You were very good at it. So we were chatting
Yes.
about how this shift. Can you hear the wind? No. A
Not
little bit.
quite, but I but there's,
Oh,
a
you've
little bit of
also got
sound, but it
wind.
could be the aircon.
Okay. Anyway, so we were chatting about this shift into Reiki, like, and Reiki being your first, I guess, your first kind of introduction to this world. Well, why don't you talk us through it? Like, what kind of happened in terms of getting you into Reiki in the first place?
Well, actually, when it started, it was not Reiki that started me into Reiki. It was just my own evolution because I had to have surgery. And I remember being very nervous about it. But when I realized that when I woke up from surgery, I didn't want to do my job anymore. So during the time, I just thought, there must be something else I can do. But then I started having very strange after effect, if I may call it. For like months, I was walking around like as though, I could hold myself together. I could do my job, but the problem was I feel totally like it's like a totally out of body experience, just floating around. My brain was caught. It's like you switch on the television and there was this. There was no image on it. It's just this. That was how I felt most days, and I was trying to make sense of it all, and then cycles became erratic. I don't know what the heck was going on with me. When I went back to the doctor, they said, "Oh, you're probably just too stressed, and it comes with aging or something." I don't know. That was like so many years ago. What are these things that they tell you? That they do not have any answers for. So I was just chatting with a friend, close friend, and she was saying that, well, we heard. I heard that there's someone. There's a holistic festival in Singapore, and it was at the Fort Canning Hill. If you remember the Fort Canning
I
Hill, you lived in
do
Singapore
love
before,
that. Yeah.
yeah. And I said, okay, let's go with it. I have no idea what I was going to, and she said, well, let's do this Reiki. I said, what's the Reiki? And she said, this is in the days whereby Reiki was a big secret in Singapore, and I said, I have no idea what Reiki is, but anyway, I'll go along with it. So there we went, and it was this, all this big festival with all the different vendors and so on. And it took us a while, but we found you because she was given instructions that, oh, we have to find Elaine Hamilton. So she does Reiki. And were you one of the first in Singapore that did Reiki at the time, beside the
Yeah.
traveling ones, you had the people that come
Yeah.
from overseas?
There was me,
Yeah.
there was basically me, Sally, and Parat. It was just the three of us, I think, at one point.
I
Like,
think you were quite before. I think it's, I don't know
Parat.
if you came first.
I don't know. I think maybe I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but we were all around that same. Yeah, but I was definitely, it was back in the day where there was very little Reiki. So it was quite, in a sense, it was quite easy to get known because there was only a handful of people doing it.
Yes, but at the time when I met you, I didn't know Perak, who's now a friend. I didn't know Sally either. So I became to know them much later, like 3 or 4 years later, when myself was participating in
Yeah,
the
when you were
holistic
doing
thing.
it.
I went like, I'm in all these. So, but anyway, I went to you and I was not feeling very well. And then I remember what happened was you said, "Oh, you just sit down and we're just gonna lay hands on your shoulders and see if you feel anything." So amazing. As I sat down, I was no idea what you're gonna do to me, you know? I just sat down and you put your hands. I was like, "Oh, I felt this energy coming through." But I definitely felt something. I do not know what I feel at the time, but definitely there was something. But the amazing part was not how I felt at the time. It was the next day and the day after and the day after. And suddenly I realized that I do not have that out-of-body experience anymore, that feeling, that has gone. And everything in my body just calmed down. It's like, where was I, you know, in those months, you know? I mean, we're talking about like I met you kind of, I think I had surgery in 96. And I was feeling that in 97, you know, all the way into 97. It was late, I think. And then that was when I decided that, right, that's it. I'm going to take up the Reiki course. So I went to class. Went to the workshop with you. We did it at the Dutch club, remember? I did it
Wait
at the
a minute.
Dutch club. I still
That's
have no
way
idea what
back
I
in the
was.
day, hey?
Yeah, and I have no idea what was going on. But I went along anyway, and I had all these Reiki treatments. I was just doing what you tell me to do. I wasn't, you know, okay. You know, we're doing this. We're doing this. My hands, you know, laying, you know, 12 body positions and so forth. But I knew at that moment when I came to class, when you started talking about Reiki, you started giving us the attunements, we started doing, you know, when the hands start, when the hands chakras opened up and all that, I knew that moment that I want to be a Reiki master.
Wow, at Reiki One, you knew.
Yeah, Reiki one, I knew. I mean, my Gita at the time was like, what? I was like,
Yeah,
yes.
right.
Yeah, I took what your slogan or tagline at the moment at that time. I literally took it literally. If I put it like that, a workshop that lasts a lifetime. So it was a workshop that lasts a lifetime because that put me into a different arena. You know, I then
That's
started.
amazing.
I finished Reiki 2. And I went on the Reiki 3. I think it was at Reiki 3 that I decided I have to leave my job, that I have to transit into doing something fully. Of course, just like any other Reiki person that, you know, Reiki practitioner or Reiki enthusiast, you know, you want to be a Reiki master, you go for it, you know. You say, what do I have to do? What steps do I have to take? And I went for it in a big way. Yes, I was very successful. In my career, I was very good at my job. I had lots of clients. I was doing very well, but I decided it never occurred to me that I would not be doing well if I become Reiki master, or you know, more than or a healer, so to speak. You know, I just real I just it's kind of just that image that I transit and I'll be fine. I had no doubts. I had no fear. But of course, in reality, when you actually step into it, it's a totally different story.
But even then, so there was some years where you hadn't discovered feng shui yet, right? So what kind of transited you into that? Because that then became like that, like now I would say that that's what you're really known for.
Yes, but then after that, not long, about 3 years after that, you left Singapore, remember?
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
Because you did all the
so when I was
training while
in,
I was out the country, right? Because then suddenly I came back and you were a feng shui master. I was like, what's happened here?
so you left Singapore, and I was like, oh, you know, still trying to grasp things, but you know, I've always had the natural talent or the gift of doing the tarot, so I was doing that. But so I think 2000 you were still around. I think it was 2001 that you left.
2002, we
So
left.
It's kind of like around that time I was, you know, you actually were here when I was transiting.
Okay.
Yeah, you were here because remember I was looking after all these Sharpeys. You would come to the house and you would like.
Those cats I gave attunements to, remember those? I still tell that story of them all queuing up waiting for an attunement. I was like, what is happening? Oh my God, it was
Oh, you gotta come
amazing.
and give my cats the attunement. But the dogs were not with me, but the cats were, like, okay, you gotta come and give my cats attunement and all that. Yes, okay, I remember all that. It's all coming back,
Yeah,
So
right.
yeah, so I was doing tarot reading, but while I was trained to be a Reiki master, it was not the Reiki mastership or being a Reiki master that got me out there in the public. It was actually the tarot,
Right.
because I was called to do the tarot, and I was called to do public events. I after doing the events, I decided to take it to the commercial events, the retail events, and
That's
then
quite
from there, I
amazing.
built my clientele, right, to cut the story short. And then from there, I started doing I started meeting more and more people. At that time, I still was not doing feng shui until I met, I think it was in 2003, I met some people that own a feng shui shop. See, by the from 2003, round about that time, was when feng shui become very popular, start to become very popular. I tried to do feng shui in 1993, but I was, believe it or not, a friend who is also a feng shui master told me, no, it's very bad for you. And then I tried to tell him that I'm doing the Reiki. He said, oh, it's very bad for you. And if you have a problem, don't come to me. So I was like, oh my God, so now if that didn't happen, I would have been a feng shui master much earlier, I believe. But everything has its perfect journey. I don't know why. Maybe I was not strong enough. Maybe, but the teacher I saw at the time, that I want to took feng shui from was the same teacher I took feng shui from like 5 years later. That didn't change. The time passed, but they may have changed the timing, but it didn't change. They may have changed the
Part.
sequence of events, but they didn't change, the teacher I was supposed to train under. So it was one time I met my friends who had a feng shui shop. I was in there shop doing I had a that was on Amoy Street, if you remember. I had a like a little house at the back of the shop house, and I was doing my meditation there, the Reiki and the healing and tarot. And then but then I because there were a lot of people coming into the shop, then I helped out, and a lot of people asked me if I do cleansing, if I do ask me about the cures. Then I learned about the cures, and eventually my friends say, I think it's about time you just formalize your training. Then I said, okay, so then I decided, okay, I'll do that. So I had feng shui clients. It was kind of like a flow over from my existing client that flow over, because I was already doing their Reiki, I was doing their tarot, then I was doing their numerology, and then suddenly I do, I flow into feng shui as well. So then it just a natural, it was like it was meant to be.
Yeah, it just kind of
So if I
blossomed.
had, yeah, so if I just had like gone into studying feng shui in 1993, I do not have all the, I do not have, I did not have the setup.
Yeah.
If I
So coming
look at
back
it
to
as a from,
timing, right? Coming back to the
yes.
timing of it, even though it was in your mind and perhaps it was like the universe is putting you on this path, but it's almost like you had to gather certain tools before it was the right time to step into the feng shui training itself.
Yes. And of course, it was when I started to write for magazines, and then from writing the magazines, that's how I got known. And then from there, I just built my foundation. So it's not a one day process.
No, absolutely.
So
And
it's not a one month process.
you've been publishing your books. I've got your 2024 one here, look.
I should have sent you a 25 one, I am like, oh my God,
So how long have
25.
those been going? Oh yeah, so we'll put a link on how to get hold of that in the
Okay.
blurb because they I love them like because not only do you give a overview of the year, but you also break it down per what do you call it, per, I want to say
Zodiac
character,
sign.
zodiac sign, thank you. I was going to say per character, per animal.
Well, zodiac sign for animal, zodiac for horoscope.
Yeah,
Yes. How
but
long have I
how,
been
yeah,
doing
how
it
long have you been
for?
publishing those books? Because they're every
Since
year.
then, the first book was published in 2006.
Wow.
So,
Gosh.
2006, of course, my first the inaugural edition was the 2007 Year of the Ying Fire Pig.
Nice.
So, yes, you remember I had that little book launch and you come to my little, like in Palmer House, I just had like 10 people.
Yeah, that's really grown over the years, hey?
Yeah,
It's amazing.
and that by that time you had gone and come back, right?
Oh, I've been in and out of, I'm like constantly nomadic. I'm here, there. I don't know where I am next, to be honest. In and
Yeah, I think
out,
you've
back and
gone and
forth.
then come back, and you come back, and I was really like, oh, I'm transit, I'm like, gone
Yes.
into a different, in a different time.
Yeah. But as you say, there is a flow, there is definitely a flow to it because like I would come to you for feng shui, but I'd also come to you for my reading and I'd also come to you for tarot and so it was kind of like and healing and we'd chit chat about healing and all sorts. So you're right. I can see that there was a very natural kind of progression that happened in terms of it's almost like an expansion. So as you kind of picked up more tools, then you could expand into other areas for your clients, which is kind of
Yes,
cool.
I oftentimes think that if I had started off with feng shui, then I would be more inflexible.
Interesting.
Because then I oftentimes think about it, I would be so indoctrinated with all the theories and so forth. But I didn't. You see, I started with a tarot, I had the Reiki, I had the healing. Because of my health challenge, I had the Reiki and a healing, meditation, angel card readings, the oracles and so forth. And then at the end of the day, then come, I mean, it was kind of unbelievable, journey, then, it was feng shui. It was like all those is just to get me ready to do feng shui.
Yeah,
And
but
then
to
when I
do
do
it,
function,
but it's almost like to do it in your style so that it's not inflexible and you can work with a lot of different clients. And that's the one thing that, I mean, that's why you and I work so well together because I was married to someone who wasn't going to be doing all these, remedies that would be, it was kind of, and you always had a solution aesthetically. Because sometimes with feng shui, it can be quite, like you say, it can be quite rigid. And then you have to do things to your house and your environment that you might not want to do aesthetically. But then,
Yeah, and especially if you have a family and they are not, open to it, then it
then
becomes
what do
more
you do?
difficult. Yeah. And also in the modern day society, I mean in our environment now, it's getting tougher and tougher to make changes to where you live. Yeah,
So
it's not
I've
like you
always
just
really
buy
liked
an
that.
empty space. Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. You have to build accordingly.
So let's talk a little bit about like what's going to happen this year in your opinion, because I'm sure that's what a lot of people will be like, oh, I want to know about this year. So it's the wood snake.
Snake, yes. Well, it's the wood snake because last year we have a yang wood tiger. I mean, I beg your pardon, yang wood dragon. So that was a yang year, and now we move into the yin year. In the next year, we move, but I can't believe that next year is another year already, So next year you move, when we talk about next year, I still think next year is 2025, but it's not. We are in 2025, but of course, 24. The wood snake doesn't actually slither in to the 3rd of February at 10:11 p.m. That's when the changeover of the zodiac sign take place. So anyone born before that, it still belong to year of the year of the I got tiger in my brain, year of the dragon. Yes. So this is and so yin wood. I mean, you talk about the yang wood. What does yang wood represent? Like a big oak tree. It's more inflexible. It's upward growth. It's stand dignified and strong and bold and and be there, you know, be there for others and so on and so forth. The Yin Wood is very different energy. The Yin Wood is like flowers where, you know, it's more flexible. It's like flowers, it's like vine that kind of creeps across, you know, the land or and so forth. And a lot of people say that, oh, the yang is positive, the yin is negative, or the yang is powerful, the yin is not. The yin is as powerful as the yang.
Course.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk about yin and yang, it's like, oh, if the yang is like strong sunlight, and it's so it's stronger than the yin, then imagine if you have like yin water is rain. If it continues to rain without stopping, what's going to happen to the sun? So they are as strong as each other. They're just different. So, but with the yin wood, you look at my book, right? You look at the snake. It's not difficult to come out with a picture for the snake because they always look a bit threatening. So when this manifested, I said it's perfect because it was in flowers, the cute little snake, and I call it a flower snake because it the yin wood is flowers, is plants, is shrub, is vine, is some is the is It's the smaller of the version of the plant, the tree family, if you like. But that doesn't mean that they are smaller. They're just different. They're more, you know, they are more all over the place. They grow in every direction.
Right. And in every situation, so even in the toughest situations, you can get these little like when you walk down the street and you've got the walls, you've got these little flowers that pop out of the
Yes, it's just,
walls.
you know, regardless of the situation, this brick wall, but I am here. There's this flower, you know. How did they get in there? You know, you need something very strong. Is a tree gonna get in there? You know,
Interesting. Yeah,
yeah. So
nice.
it's a very flexible, but it's like, you know, it's also the growth is harder to be seen because it can be quieter. So the yang energy is more out there. It's like what. You know, it's like what you see is what you get. You know, it's like it's out there. I'm here. I'm this tree. You know, look at me. The plant is like as it grows, like a seed grows. It's very, you know, they can grow underground. They can grow over the roof. You may not see them, but they grow. So it's also a year of growth. And then you have the snake, which is the fire energy. And then you talk about the five element. Then you have the wood giving feeding to the fire. So, and the fire is warm, the fire is happiness, adventure, excitement, enthusiasm. It is the fuel for the economy. When people feel more excited, enthusiastic, they're more energized, then they get into everybody's like rally for a bullish moment or something. So, you know,
Interesting.
everything tend to be more dynamic in a fire year, and this is the beginning of this the fire season. We had 6 years of kind of like water and wood,
Oh,
starting from 2019,
interesting. That's
and now
really
we grow,
interesting.
yeah, and then now we're going into the fire. We only have 3 years of fire, but these 3 years of fire could be dynamic growth.
Well, I have. It's funny actually, because when I've been speaking to people who aren't necessarily into feng shui, reiki, or this stuff, there's just this feeling of slightly more optimism or enthusiasm for this year than the previous years. Like, I think we've been through a really tough 5 or 6 years, right?
We have, you know, I remember doing my book launch and giving a talk about the yang matter rat year, which is 2020. And it was very weird. I said that when I look at the year, it's like nothing will happen. It's
Interesting.
nothing's gonna, it's like everything was flat. It's like a flat line. And then obviously it was a flat line, you
Flat
know?
line.
Yeah. So, and it took a while to grow, but this is part and part of the cycle, right? It's that winter. The water represents that winter cycle. And it's cold winter, then the growth is harder. Then you come into spring, which the last 3 years we have spring energy. That's why you have the yang wood. The yin wood was the rabbit was also a wood year, but it was a water rabbit. So, and then you had a water tiger. So you can see that he went water, 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 wood, wood. So the is very much like it takes a while to get into the fire mode, but
Wow.
now we are right at the start of the firewood.
Okay. So what would be your broad recommendations for people to take advantage of this new energy coming in? Like, would it be things like travel, or is it things more like growth, like inner mental growth, or is it whatever growth means for that person?
I feel that, see, two sides of this. You have every year has clashing signs. I always talk about the clashing signs. Last year, you have the four clashing signs: the ox, the goat, the dragon, and the dog, and they belong to like an earth element. So, like now, we have and therefore, because they belong to earth element in Chinese astrology or Bazi, they are like treasure boxes that can break open what the treasure you find in whatever the treasure you find inside is your luck, you know. But this year we have four clashing signs: the tiger, the monkey, the snake, and the pig. But they belong to what we call the traveling stars. So the name says for itself, is about change, it's about movement, it's about travel. So there are more people moving around. But of course, more people, there's always two sides. The more people moving around is great, you know, it contribute to growth and changes and what. But it's also talk about restructure. Because, and then of course, the tip side of it is chaos. When you have a lot of movement, you have chaos. So you have to manage the change and the erratic movement and the chaos, and not to fall into the chaos.
So there is it's almost like, so there's opportunity, but there's also opportunity for it all to go into chaos as well.
Yes. And also, especially for people who are more inflexible, who refuse to change. It's not only about changing your job, changing your career, or changing a, it could be changing a country, it could be changing where you live, but it's just a mindset. You know, if everything is moving, imagine if hurricane coming, I'm not going to move. I'm going to just sit here and I'm sure I'll survive. That's not going to work. And people also have to, I mean, because the world's changing, you have AI, you have, feng
Well, we've
shui's
got
gone into
a new
period
American
nine.
president coming in May.
Yes, today, right? Tomorrow. Yeah. So you have also feng shui cycle change in 2024, which kind of coincide with the Western astrology that Pluto went into Aquarius. When it first went into Aquarius, the beginning of 2024, for a few months, and then it fell out in June, but it went back into Capricorn, and then 19th of November it went back into Aquarius, and then it's going to be here for 20 years. And the feng shui was the same. We change 2024, and it's going to be here for 20 years. So it's a fire. They are fire years. So this is a fire energy year. So cycle, so to speak, and we are in a fire year. So the thing is, definitely people are going to feel more excited, enthusiastic, but along with the enthusiasm and the excitement, there's also going to be fire is something, is the more you feed it, right, the more it grows, you know, and then it can grow out of control. So whatever that the people want to do, choose to do, they have to manage it and not let their, because it's also chaotic times, not to let your life be, go into chaos with the moment. So controlling how much to feed the fire, it's not to run with the horses and then you get
Trampled.
into a tr yeah. So you have to manage the change as well. Yes, you have to be flexible. You also have to be stable because you need to manage the change. How we work is never going to be the same again.
Interesting.
How
It's
we used to
interesting.
work is never going to be the same again because everything is different. With fire, it changes everything. You talk about
Yes.
fire as an energy, it transforms things.
Yes, it does. Right.
Yeah, and therefore you need people need to transform ideas. You know,
Yeah.
the entertainment industry is going to change, the air travel industry, you know, the F&B, they're all going to change. How we the games we used to play will change.
Yeah.
Probably, change, you know, this is totally different now. Everything is completely different now, and we have to go with the change. We have to move in order to grow. We
Yeah.
also, and it's also talking about ideas. Fire is also talking about ideas, your creativity, your talents, your passion. But if you refuse to feel all these things, and you don't know what you're growing, you don't know where you're going, then that's a big problem.
So having direction or having purpose or having goals becomes more important, or
Yeah, because you're using your brain fire, you know.
mm.
But if you don't use your brain fire, you're just doing what you're doing, then it's where is it going?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the fire burning? Which way is going? So for the self, is regardless of the animal sign that you belong to, you need to know your direction.
Interesting. Yeah.
But it's a, I feel it's, I mean, it's a very different energy when you talk about in Western astrology, because all the there are a lot of planets that are changing signs at the moment. And so it's never going to happen again. I mean, not in our lifetime anyway. They take hundreds of years for these to happen. And then for us to witness this, for us to witness that on 25th of January, that would be the seven planets will be in, you know, in alignment, and we're going to be able to see them in the sky. I mean, it's probably not, it's not going to happen again in our lifetime, you know. So these are phenomenal times. But you know, there are also predictions that are doomed. But you know, where are not all of them, because I think there's also a lot of fear, right, of what's going to happen next.
It's interesting though, because or maybe it's just the people I follow, but there seems to be, yes, there's a lot of change and transition, and this seems to be a big year. And like you're talking about it from a feng shui perspective, but when you listen to people like Lee Harris, you know, he's talking about it in terms of a channeled experience. And then I follow an astrologer who's talking about it from the Western horoscope or astrology perspective. But
Right.
I always get really curious when everything converges. And the last time I was aware of such a strong convergence was 2020, right? And
Right.
everyone was like, 2020 is something big is going to happen, even though, like you were saying, yeah, but it's flat. And that's actually exactly what happened, right? So when everyone was saying something massive is going to happen in March 2020, and then when the lockdowns happened, we were like, whoa. So it's that kind of feeling again this year, which part of me is a little bit like intrepid about. I'm a bit like, oh God, what's going to happen? But then it feels more optimistic. But then I can't remember how I felt in 2020. Maybe I was optimistic in 2020 as well. Who knows, you know? I
It's a very different feeling. I believe I
hope
remember
so.
it was a very, yeah, I mean, because life was just going on, right? You're just doing one, you're just going from year to year, you're just thinking that you're going to be able to do all this, and suddenly you're being told, oh, you know, can't do anything.
Yeah.
Then you've got to find new ways of adapting. But this is not going to be drastic like that, but this is like, what are you going to do about your life to bring about the changes that you know, that's going to that's going to benefit you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the
So
things that is interesting, and maybe again, I'm just speaking from my perspective, is that you're absolutely right. Like before COVID, it was like everything just so when we talked about goals and directions, it was in a set mindset. You know, there was only a little channel that you kind of looked at and went, oh, I could go here, or I could go here. You never kind of really went over here, right? And then
Right.
COVID happened, and it was almost like everything just got thrown on its head. And I think for many of us, certainly for me, it's almost been like that as things have settled, then my horizons have expanded almost. So now when I look at, well, what could I do? Rather than just that narrow channel. It feels like it's like this, like there's so much opportunity, but mainly because I've opened my mind to how you make money, how you live, how you know, how much stuff you need, how like everything has opened up. So it's become, I don't know, it's just become much bigger in that sense.
It has, and in a way, I hear a lot of people, I mean, peers, people who are in the field that we are in, it doesn't matter whether they were astrologers or so on. I mean, they're still doing what they are doing, but they're actually a little bit lost as to like, they feel a bit fed up. They don't know where to go, the career is going. I'm just, you know what, I'm just being a, I mean, I have that thought. I mean, I have those thoughts too sometimes, but I'm one person who cannot be bored. So I'm going and dig around and what I can find, I'll try different things. But, you know, after the, I believe, I think after that few years of not of restrictions, I would like, suddenly it's like you can't, you don't know. You kind of like, people can be a little bit lost even though they're still doing what they're doing. There's a certain sense of fear. But the fire year offers, you know, us an opportunity to transform all that energy. You know, it offer us, you know, a warmer view, the light in the tunnel, if you like, you know, and if we are willing to step into it. And this is only the start of the fire year. Everything is going to be more dynamic. But this is based on a feng, from feng shui perspective. When you talk about astrology or other, you know, channels, they may be different. But then I heard a channel talking about a from the group that I joined, which is Stargate, and then they had a chat. They were interviewing some people, and they had this channeling of aliens. Then it's like Zaza, I think it was, but it's like they have much more optimistic views of planet Earth than we do.
Yes, but that seems to be very common. It's like Abraham Hicks, right?
Yes,
Like
yes.
Abraham's when Hicks channels, it's like they are just so like, guys, what are you doing? It's like you can just like, you guys are just like manifesting machines. What are you doing? And so
Yes.
I'm always very curious because I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of people, when they're channeling the different energy dimensions, those energy dimensions in general have they have a huge amount of love and optimism and goodwill towards humanity. And yet we sit here
Yes.
like, oh, what are we gonna do? It's like, oh.
Yes, and then you get absorbed, you know, you get pulled into the negativity of things.
Yes.
Yes. So it's difficult, you know, and it's finding that balance and really to stay on that bright side. But now you have the fire to keep you on the bright side.
Yeah. But I think my takeaway from this conversation is to imagine myself as a flower. You know, it's kind of like, and that ability to just blossom
Blossom,
and
yes.
just to blossom anywhere. And it doesn't have to be in a big way, right?
No,
Just,
it
I could just
doesn't.
be a
You
little
yeah.
primrose that's just kind of like,
Yeah. Yes.
I love
You
that.
know, whatever you do, love whatever you do
Yeah.
and be you. You
Perfect.
know, be that flower, be you and be the best version of you. I feel is very important.
Yeah, I think
You
that's
know,
beautiful.
do I mean be do it doesn't always have to be work. It could be different, every aspect of your life. Love what you do and do what you love. It's not about work. It's when I mean that's the difference when people ask, when people talk to me, like you know, they say like, oh, you know, when you become feng shui master or when you become a Reiki master and all that, you know, what is the common thing they always say is like, don't you feel that you've left something behind, you know? And I'm saying like, yeah, but you know, along the way you shed these layers of skin anyway. It was like when I transit from the corporate world in the is, I felt that what I'm transiting, what I was going to, was a way of life.
Yes,
It's not
I agree.
something that I do, it's something that I want to be, I am. But for a lot of people, is you transiting into something that you do.
Interesting. So we're gonna put Clarissa's details at the bottom if you want to get in contact with her. So give us a little rundown because we're just gonna start wrapping up now in terms of what other services you offer in case people are
Well,
resonating
I
with what you
do.
say.
Okay, so I do feng shui as one of them. That's to your environment, the home that you live, or your living and your work premises, and then of course on the personal feng shui side, you're doing your Chinese astrology. I do your tarot. That's giving you an overview of your life, your strength and your weaknesses based on your elements and the cycles of your life. And then of course the tarot, I do it all, I do that in a same session to help people evaluate or understand their situation better so that they can find a better solution.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. So, and then of course, I do blessing rituals. There are people that require cleansing and blessings and so forth. I do that as well.
Yeah, and obviously you're based in Singapore, but you can
I'm
also
based
do
in Singapore,
this.
yes.
But
I
if
can do the
someone wanted
sessions online.
online, yeah, perfect.
Yes. As in, we can do a Zoom or a video call. Yeah. Feng shui is a little bit tougher, but for a personal session, that's not a problem at all. Then there's my book. You can get them online on my website at masterclarissechan.com. So over there, you will be able to find whether you want to buy the physical copy or the online copy. Of course, in Singapore, you can get them from all the major bookstores and also the Good Newsstands.
Amazing.
I think you
All
can
right,
find them at the
Nicole.
airport as well. So, yes. And I go to Los Angeles, every February. So I do the Conscious Life Expo there. So if anyone is in Los Angeles, they want to come to the Conscious Life Expo. They, is on the 7th to the 10th of February
Awesome.
at the Hilton Hotel at the Los Angeles International Airport.
That's brilliant. So if you're around, drop in and say hi to Clarice.
Yes, that would be great. Yeah.
All right, my darling. Listen, it's been so lovely to chat with you. Thank you. And thanks for all the tips as well. That was great. I'm sure
Okay,
people will
cool.
appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. It's lovely talking to you. And you've dumped out stories that have been, that you probably hadn't, we haven't talked about for a long time. And
Well, it's 30 years ago, right? So it's kind of like that's a long time ago. But I love this kind of whole transition. And it's so funny now because I've known you for so many years as a feng shui master that when we go back in time, it's like, oh yeah, no, life was very different back in the day, right? Makes you
yes, it
realize
was
that it's almost like it's never too late to find your mastery.
No,
You know what I
that's
mean?
the thing. Yes, that's the thing. It is the mastery they need to find.
I love that.
Stepping into that mastery. It's not about moving into another career, being an astrologer, being a feng shui master. It's not about that. It's finding your mastery. I think that's perfect. You put it so perfectly.
Great way to end the session. All right, my darlings, take care of yourselves. See you next time.
Bye. Take care.